Tonight's daf is daf Pei Aleph. So we got to the top of Pei Aleph around seven or six lines down the two dots. The Gemara says, Ha'ochel v'shoseh ein mitzdarfim. So the food and drink doesn't combine. Man tano, who is the one who holds that you can't combine food and drink? You know the shear for food is kukosevis, and the shear for drinks is milogmov. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda b'machlokes shnuy, it's really a machlokes, and Rabbi Shui. And our Mishnah takes the side of Rabbi Yeshua. Who's Rabbi Yeshua? The Mishnah tells us, Klal, Amr Rabbi Yeshua says, that the general principle you should know, Kol she'tumaso v'shi'uro shove mitzdarif, anything that the tuma and the shear for it is equal, you can combine them together. Look at Rashi for an example, three narrow lines down, says Rashi, she'tumaso v'shi'uro shove kigon shnei chatzai zesim mishnei mesim. So two dead bodies that have the same tuma, the same shear of kazayis. O mishtei nevelos, o shtei chatzai adashim. They're all the same tumah and the same shear needed. But then the Mishnah says, mitumasa v'lo shiro, shiro v'lo tumasa, lo tumasa v'lo shiro. If one of them is off, or if both of them are off, then the halacha is eim mitzdarfin. So Rashi goes through different examples, but one example is sheretz and tumah meis. One's one day, one's 7 days, you can't combine them. They have different shirim. So that cannot be combined. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says only if they're equal can you combine them. So since when it comes to eating and drinking, they're two different shiurim by Yom Kippurim, that's why you cannot combine them. That's Rav Chista's understanding. But then Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanim. No, even the Rabbanim who argue in Rabbi Yeshua, they could say Ad kan lo kam Rabbanim hasam elin tuma. The shame tumachadhi. So what's Shita's Rabbanan? We didn't see the Rabbanan at all mentioned there. So the Rabbanan, they hold who are the Rabbanan hold? Right, Rabbanan hold, even if the shear and tumah are different, you could still be mitzarif them. So Rabban might only say that by tuma, because it's all tuma. It's all in the larger category of tuma. Aval halacha, when it comes to Yom Kippurim, mishum yisuvidaita, who it's all about making the individual satisfied. V'hai lo misvidaita, l'maisa, the guy won't be satisfied with a half a crumb of bread and a half a cup of water. It's not going to be enough. It's either a full cup of water or a full piece of bread. But there's a little bit of that, a little bit of this is not going to suffice. V'chein Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish is the same thing, b'machlokish shnuya v'Rabbi Yeshua. He did not klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua v'chulim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he argues in Rish Lakish, afilu tamer rabbanan, even the rabbanan who allow all types of tumas to be mitzdaref, ad kan lokami rabbanan hasam ela lidin tumah. He only allows for tumah to combine with each other. Aval hacha mishum yisuvadayte hu v'hai lokam misvadayte. But a little bit of water and a little bit of food is not going to make a person yisuvadayte. Therefore, by Yom Kippur, you cannot combine. Okay, new Mishnah says, "Achel v'shasa behelam echad ein achayv elachatas achas." Person eats and drinks in one helam. Helam is a very important Indian. If he has one thought, he forgets about that Yom Kippur, and then he remembers, and then he forgets again. So each time he forgets, helam means to disappear, to be absent-minded. So that's what it means. So with one helam, with one absent-mindedness of not knowing Yom Kippur, he eats and drinks both them in that time period. So einachayv elachas chatas achas, that only results in one chatas, because as Rashi says, dechad shmahu, that's all one iser. Dechid v'shasiyah mechad karnafki, it's learned out from the same pasuk. Even though the different shirim, it's all the same iser. It's no different than eating two things. Eating and drinking is really the same iser. But says the Mishnah, achal v'asa malacha chayv shnei chataos. But if you do two different acts, one eating and one malacha in Yom Kippur, that results in two chataos. Achal ochlin she'ein ruin lachilu. Eat something that's inedible. Or shasa mashkim she'ein ruin lashisia v'shasa tzir or marai, some type of fish oil, fish brine. These things are not edible. Pater, your pater. The only time you're aser, your chayv, is when you eat something that's edible or drink something that's drinkable. So the Mishnah says, rather the Gemara says, now Amar Rish Lakish mipnei ma lo nemra azhara b'inway. There's no pasuk in the Torah that gives us a warning not to do any of the ino. It doesn't say to eat anywhere. Why not? You want to know why not? Why didn't the pasuk formulate anywhere? It's aser to do eating, drinking. He said, Mishun del efshar, it's not possible. There's no way to formulate the words. Why? Heche nichtav. How are you going to write the iser? Nichto rachmano lo yochal. If it says don't eat on Yom Kippur, then achila b'kazayis. We know that all of the Torah, whenever it says achila, don't eat chametz, don't eat nevela, that always means a kazayas. So one would think then by Yom Kippur it's also kazayas, but we already know it's not true. It's a kikosevis, larger than kazayas. So you can't use the word achila. So then the Gemara says, okay, nichta rachmana lo se'une. Don't afflict yourself. Well, that Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense, because then that means kumachal, mashra. That means you should get up and eat to avoid being afflicted. That's not a way to write the iser. So then the Gemara says, so maskiv la rev Hoshaya, nichta rachmana, hishomer pen lo se'une. You should be careful lest you don't afflict yourself, meaning you should afflict yourself, and you formulate in that way in order to create a lav. But if you do hishamer pen, the Gemara tells us in several places, hishamer and pen, each of them, and lo, all represent another lav. That would mean there's three lavim each time you eat. And the Torah didn't want to give three lavim. The Torah wanted to only give one lav. So there's no way to really formulate. So then the Gemara suggests, maybe maskivla rav bibi bar abai nichta rachmana hishamer bim mitzvas inoy. Be careful with all the various inoyim of Yom Kippur. So Gemara says that doesn't work either because imkain hishamer de lav lav, but hishamer de ase ase. Whatever hishamer is qualifying, it takes on that nature. So if it's hishamer on low, so that would be a negative. But hishamer on a positive, that means hishamer is actually a positive mitzvah itself. So there's no way to formulate the lav of inoy Yom Kippur. So then Gemara makes one final suggestion. Maskiv la rav ashi nichtov al tasur min ha inoy. Don't turn away, don't remove yourself from any inoy. That's a good suggestion. The Gemara ends up a kasha. There's no answer. So unclear why the Gemara doesn't have an azhara in the Torah for keeping inoy. Gemara says, Tana Maisi the Mahacha, the Brisa from here actually brings a finds a source for an azhara in the Torah. It says, Ve'nitzim esnaf shosecham, you're supposed to afflict yourself, v'chom lacha lo sa'asu, and don't do any mlacha on Yom Kippur. Yachol yehe anush al tosefes mlacha, one might think on working on Erev Yom Kippur during the Tosefes, where it's added Tosefes Yom Kippurim, one should get Chayiv Kares, Tamalomer, V'chol Nefesh Asher Taseh Kol Melacha, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Al Yitzumo Shayom, only on the actual day, Anish Kares, Vein Anish Kares Al Tosefes Melacha. So there's no Kares on anything earlier. Yachol lo yehe Anish Kares Al Tosefes Melacha, Aval yehe Anish Kares Al Tosefes Inuit. So that's referring to Melacha, that you can't get karis on doing Melacha on Tosefes Yom Kippurim, but maybe you get karis for eating or drinking, violating Inui during the Tosefes. Tama lomar ki kol nefesh asher lo se'une betzem yom hazeh. So another pasuk says, etzem legabei Inui. So v'nichasa al v'nichasa. So we see from here, al itzumel shayom anish karis, veino anish karis al Tosefes Inui. So there's no karis on anything done during Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So yachal lo yehe bechlal onesh aval yehe mutzar al tosefes mlacha. Fine. Granted, there's no onesh karis, but maybe there's an azhara. There's at least a law one would violate. Tamalomar v'chol mlacha lo sasum etzem yom hazeh al yitzuma shayom hu muzar v'inu muzar al tosefes mlacha. There's only iser, a law on the actual day etzem hayom hazeh, but not during the tosefes. So then the Gemara says, okay, so fine. Yachal lo yehe muzar al tosefes mlacha. So there's no azhara on malacha during Tosefes Yom Kippur. Maybe yehe muzar al Tosefes inoy. Maybe there should be a violation of the inoy during Tosefes Yom Kippur. V'dinu, and it's logical to say, ma malacha shenu heges b'shabbos v'yom tovim. This is a general concept of iser malacha. Eino muzar aleha. You're not warned about it on Tosefes Yom Kippur, even though malacha would seem to be more severe because it's applied in other cases. So if there's no iser malacha on Tosefes, so then certainly inoy sheino noeg b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Inoy does not apply elsewhere. Eino din shelo yeh muzer alav. So certainly there shouldn't be an azhara either during the Tosefes Yom Kippurim period. So the Gemara says aval azhara liinoy shayom atzmo lo lamanu. So what we didn't learn from all this discussion, all we've learned is that there's no iser and no onesh during Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The worst thing that you get is you violate an asay. There's an asay to add on. We'll see on the Amud Beis. You're mevatel an asay. Okay, not the end of the world. Not incorrigible, but still not as bad. But we haven't seen yet, where is there an azhara on the actual day? There's a azhara for violating inoy on Yom Kippur. Minayin, how do I know? So the Gemara explains, Lo yomar onesh b'malacha. The pasuk already told us that there's a chiv karis on malacha. So Gemara says it shouldn't say karis by malacha, because the gamar mi'inoy. We could learn that from inoy, Because my inoy she'eno noeg b'shabbos v'yomim tovim, it's so limited inoy, and yet we know the pasuk says anish karis for violating inoy. So malacha sheno heges b'shabbos v'yomim tovim, that malacha is more severe than it applies to other cases as well. So lo koshke, and certainly there should be karis for malacha. So lama nemar. So why then does the Torah go out of its way to mention karis by malacha? So it must be lama nemar mufna lahakish. It must be an available, an extra word, unnecessary there. Lahakish, to use it to make a hekish, v'ladun mimenu, to make a gzeir shava. Meaning, nemar onish karis onish binoi, v'nemar onish malacha. So now we can make a gzeir shava. Ma malacha lo onish elam kin hizr. Just like malacha, you only get punished if there's an azhara beforehand. So the Torah does formulate an azhara for malacha and Yom Kippur. So too, by this gzeir shava, we could say, af inway lo anush elam karis, elam hizir. So too, even though it doesn't mention an explicit azhara by inway on Yom Kippur, through the gzeir shava, we can apply that there must be an azhara in this calculation by inway on Yom Kippur as well. Now, there's an underlying question I don't want to get into because it's such a back and forth, very detailed shakla v'tari here, but we have a concept, ein onshin min adin. How could Gemara suggest before, why do you have to say onish karis by malacha? Of course, it's a kavachomer. But there's a concept that we say, ein onshin min adin. You can't apply an onish through kavachomers. So I imagine one of the baitosos or rishonim asks this question. But either way, let's not get into it now. Gemara says now, ikel mifrach, you could still ask a question on this gzeir shava. Or really on the kavachomer, I should say. Mali inoy shlo hutter michlalo. So we thought before that malacha is more chamer than inoy because malacha applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. But the Gemara said, no, maybe inoy is more chamer. Shlo hutter michlalo. There's never, ever a heter to do inoy in Yom Kippur. It's aser across the board. But tomer b'malacha, are you going to say by malacha, shehutter michlalo? There is a heter. What's the heter malacha we find in Shabbos and Yom Tov? Says Rashi, by gavoa, legabi karbanos. You could violate malacha for the purpose of karbanos and Shabbos and Yom Tov. So since there's a certain heter for malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that shows it's weaker. As opposed to inoy, there's no heter at all in Yom Kippur. So inoy is more chomer. So you can't learn this kal v'chomer from inoy learned out from malacha. So Ella, the Gemara says, let's make a new gzer shava. Ella lo yomar onesh b'inoy degamer malacha. So now going the other way around, you don't need to say karis by inoy. Just say karis by malacha. And now since inoy is more chomer, we can make a kal v'chomer. Ma mlacha shehutu michlalo, that mlacha is permitted on Shabbos and Yom Tov legabe karbanos, and yet it's anish karis. So then we could say, inui, shlo hutu michlalo, there's never ever a heter for inui, lo koshkin. So certainly, there should be onish karis by inui. So lama nemar, why do we say anish karis unnecessarily by inui? Must be mufnuts extra lahakish available to make a hekesh of ladun mina gzer shava, to apply now a gzer shava. Nemar, it says onish b'inoy v'nemar onish b'mlacha. Ma mlacha onish v'hizir, af inoy onish v'hizir. So that's how we learn the azharas. Everyone's in agreement, by the way, that azhara is not mentioned by inoy at all. It's just being learned out from a gzer shava. The question is what the rex in the gzer shava is going in, or at least the kavachomer. But we have certainly gzer shava of teaching us from, just like mlacha has an azhara and an onish, so to inoy must have an implicit azhara as well, learned out through the gzer shava. But then the Gemara says, even with this kavachomer, if you assume that inoy is more chomer than malacha, so the Gemara says, ikla mifrach, you can ask a question still and say, l'mal malacha, just like malacha, shekein noheges b'shabbos as v'yom tovim, tomer b'inoy she'eino noheg b'shabbos as v'yom tovim, but we have another chomer that malacha has. That malacha applies to Shabbos, it applies to Yom Tov, it's more severe, as opposed to inoy. So you can't go back and forth. It's unclear which one's more chomer. So then the Gemara says, fine, let's throw that kavachomer out the door. Comes along, Amar Avina. Avina says, Hai Tana etzem etzem gamar. He says, it's not a gzer shava of onish karis. It's a gzer shava of the word etzem. It appears etzem by mlacha. It says etzem by yomazeh by inoy. Meaning, gamar mufna. It has to be, it's a gzer shava. It has to be mufna. It has to be available. Why? It has to be available, an extra word. Because the lo mufna, had it not been extra, ikel mifrach kid parchina, like we said above. So there's a concept that whenever an extra, when a word is extra, so then when it's available, but then you can ask questions, you could break that kavachomer. Unless both words are completely extra in both scenarios, and then you can make a gzer shava and you could ignore all questions. So la yufne, mafne, which ones are extra? So the Gemara explained, Chamishe Kra Ksivei B'Malacha. It says five words of Inoy with regards to Malacha. Chal La'azhara D'Yom Mama. V'chal La'azhara D'Leila. V'chal La'onesh D'Yomama. V'chal La'onesh D'Leila. V'chal La'afnuye L'Migmar Inoy M'Malacha. Bein D'Yomama, Bein D'Leila. So fascinating. Here, we don't really find this concept in general, but there needs to be a separate source for the night, a separate source for the day, both for the Azhara and the Onesh. That's a total of four. The fifth mention of Inoy is supposed to be available to learn the Gzeir Shava to apply it to Inoy. So too, Inoy has Onesh and Azhara, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. The question, of course, is why do you need separate sources for Laila and Yom? When else do you split the night and the daytime? Usually the day is Nigar Acher Halayla. Say that one more time. That
you're going for an extra level of extra words here because you're looking for Gzeirah Shavah Mufna.
Mm-hmm.
If one of these five lashonos were missing, then you could say it's not Mufna. That's why the Gemara is struggling to find different limudim for each.
No, we need a Mufna. Right, but I would have thought there should be really three extra words, because when else do you need to have one source for Laila and another source for the daytime? I would say one's an Azhar for all of Yom Kippur, one's an Onish for all of Yom Kippur, and then you have three extra words. So we have a concept, Laila and Yom, separate when it comes to Erev Pesach, comes to mind. Such a concept that... Yeah.
Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is an emphasis.
On the day, you're saying.
Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that maybe that's... We have Avamina, that the Yom is different than the Laila.
That makes sense. And the Kapara takes place during the daytime. That's very good. That could be the idea. Okay, and that's, they said, Kapara is by Yom. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll accept that. Looking down to the bottom here. Yeah, that's what they say here. I think. Yeah, there's a strong emphasis on Bayom, like you said. The Pesukim keep saying Bayom, Bayom, Bayom.
You have the Tosfos Yeshanim there?
Yeah. He addresses this.
Yes, same question.
Leah Dana e Bainim Bechal Duchta Onish the Yamam Velaila Bimlacha Kigon Shabbasas Yam Tovim My Taima. So apparently Tosas Rush answers what Eliyahu was saying is that since the Psukim are Tole on Yom, Kaparis Yom, Tanus Asher Sechem Vechom Lachalas Asuki Bayom Azeh. So in light of that, so that's why you have to have a separate Pasuk. Very good. Okay. Gemara says the last three lines of the Amud. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Nemar Kan Inoy V'Nemar Lahalan Inoy. It says here Inoy. It says there Inoy. Where's there? Let's just look in the Rashi and Amin Bei. Says Al Davar She Ines Eishes Re'ehu. So this was last week's parsha, or 2 weeks ago, last week I think. Yeah. So it says Inoy here and Inoy there. So let's see what the Gemara says. This is Gzeir Shava. It says Malahalan Lo Anish Elam Kin Hizir. Just like that case, it's only a situation when there is an Azhara beforehand. So to Afkan, so to here by Yom Kippurim, lo anish karis ella imkin hizer. So to here, it's only going to be anish unless it's in izer, an azhara. Fine. So that's exactly what we learn from a completely different source of Nar Murasa. Then the Gemara says, Rav Papa comes along and says, Amar going on to Amud Beis now, hu gufei Shabbos ikre. Fascinating point. Not a chiddush to us though, but he gufei Shabbos Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos, dichsiv tishbisu Shabboschem. The Pasuk says in Parshas, which is, must be Emor, it says that Tishvisu Shabboschem, that you're supposed to rest on Shabbos, we're calling Yom Kippur Shabbos itself. This is a famous Gra in Parshas Emor, when it begins to introduce the Mo'adim. So it says, Elu Mo'adei Hashem, where exactly the Pasuk is, and it goes on to say Shabbos, and then it goes through all the Yom Tovim. So he asks, so what's Shabbos doing here? It's not one of the Yom Tovim, it's not a Mo'ed. So he writes that Shabbos is really broken down, there's 6 days of the week, and then there's a seventh day, Shabbos. 6 days of the week are referring to Yom Tovim. And then the seventh day is referring to Shabbos. So we have two Yom Tovim, Pesach and first day, second days. We have Shavuos, we have then Rosh Hashanah, and then we have 2 days of Sukkot. That's 6 days. That's the 6 days of the weekday where there's some Heter Melacha permitted, Ochal Nefesh. And the seventh day Shabbos is referring to Yom Kippur because Yom Shabbos, so nothing's permitted in Yom Kippur itself. That's how we understand. It's supposed to be a general idea of all the breakdown of the upcoming Mo'adim. Okay. Now, we have many places also where Rashi seems to call Yontif Shabbos as well. The Gemara mentioned this also a couple of times. The Rashi mentions many places, he emphasizes a lot, that Yontif Ikri Shabbos and Shabbos Ikri Yontif. Okay. So Gemara now says, Bishlama Rapapa lo amar kirav acha bar Yaakov. I understand why Rapapa didn't learn like Rav Acha. So what did Rav Acha say? He had the Gzer Shava from Narim Rasa. So that makes sense, Rapapa. Why? The Kra dechzib beguf hayadif. To have a pasuk of source within the Parshim Yom Kippur makes a lot more sense than going elsewhere. Eller Rav Acha bar Yaakov, my time lo amar kirav Papa. Why didn't he like Rapapa's pshat of Tishpisu Shabbaschem? So he says, Mibarle, because that pasuk is needed lichadatane for the following brisa. You're supposed to start afflicting yourself on the 9th of Tishrei. Maybe you should start fasting on the 9th day. No, only at night time. If it means erev, only when it gets night, mamish dark, after the sun sets and the stars come out. On the 9th day. So is it night? Is it erev or is it tisha? Which one is it? Okay, it's Maschil Misana Mibod Yom. You have to start a little bit during the 9th day. Mikan Shemosifin Michol Al Kodesh. This is the source of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Ainli Ella B'Kniyasas. I only know in the beginning, I have to add on a few seconds. It's not much. Tosas writes in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere, it's a kol shu. What's a kol shu mean? Unclear. A small amount really is enough to do Tosefes Shabbos according to most Rishonim. So Ainli Ella, I only know B'Kniyasas. What about B'Tziyasso on the, when you end Yom Kippur to add on a few extra seconds to Minayin? Tamaloma, the pasuk says, Me'erev ad Erev, from the beginning, the first Erev, and the Erev when it ends. Ainli Ella Yom HaKippurim. Now there's a bunch of yourselves here, which is has to do with Shitas Tosas Rambam, I'll say in a second, but let's read the parentheses for now, even though normally we don't. Ainli Ella Yom HaKippurim. What about Yom Tovim Minayin? How do I know other Yom Tovim you also have to do Tosefes? Tamaloma, Tishvasu, you have to rest. It's an extra word to include other Yom Tovim. Ainli Ella Yom Tovim. Shabbosos Minayin, Tamaloma Shabboschem. Hakeitad kol makom shenemar shavus mosifin michol al kodesh. So this is one of the sources of Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about this as well. So there's a bunch of gyusos, and the reason for this is this was one of the texts, of course, not having them in there. But the Rambam Shita is the only one place we find Tosefes is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. He makes no mention at all of Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yom Tov. So again, the simple reading of this Gemara is the source is Shabbos Shabboschem is referring to Yom Kippur. That sheet is Rambam. There is another place that people don't know where the Rambam does mention Tosefes. Anyone know where it is? He mentioned at the end, the last Mishnah of Maseches Tainis, he says by Tisha B'Av as well, there's a concept of Tosefes Tisha B'Av. That has to do with the relationship, of course, between Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. Fine. Okay, so the Gemara now says, V'tana, and by the way, most Rishonim hold that Tosefes Shabbos is Deraisa because it's a pasuk for it, that those who hold is Derabanan. There's a Rashi al Torah who writes in the Parshat Bereishis by Yechula Shemayim. So Mamish, right when the Melach ended, Shabbos began. So says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly the second that Shabbos ends, or Shabbos begins rather. Humans don't. We don't know how to do this, so we have to add a little buffer zone. We start a few seconds earlier as a Siyag. So it sounds like it's a Din Derabanan, on a Gezerah, lest we do Melach on Shabbos. But some put everything together. Some put that Rashi of Siyag with the Gemara here, the Deraisa, and it's a Siyag Deraisa. It's one of the few, not few, we have a number of them, a number of examples that we have a Siyag Deraisa where the Torah itself dictates that you have to put up a fence for Tosefes Shabbos. There's a list of them that Rav Yosef Engel talks about of Siyag's Deraisa. Fine. The Gemara now says, V'tana de'etzem etzem hai betish l'chodesh my avilei. So if you hold etzem etzem, that Gezer Shava is a source for the Azhara, so then what do you do with the words B'tish L'chodesh? What's that drasha teaching me? So the Gemara says, my Avilei mi'bari le'tzinir l'chad t'ani chiyah by Rav Midifti. The t'ani chiyah by Rav Midifti v'inisim es nafsho seichem b'tisha. V'chi b'tisha misanin, halo b'esar misanin. We're not fasting on the 9th day. Why does the pasuk tell me v'inisim es nafsho seichem b'tisha? El alomer l'chad to teach us kol ha'ochel v'shosu b'tshi ma'le lav ha'kosav kilu asana tshi v'esiri. Those who eat and drink on the 9th, it's viewed as if he's eating and drinking on the 9th and 10th. He gets a double mitzvah. There's an inyan to eat on Tisha on the 9th day. Says Rashi, I think Rashi says a svar here. Does he? No, he doesn't. Okay, the few svars that are brought down by the Beis Yosef and Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, either it's two opposite. It's either to make your fast easier, or it's opposite to make your fast harder. You make Rashi says this? You should fix yourself in order to enable yourself to fast. So it's supposed to help you fast easier. But I think it's Rabbeinu Yonah and Shai Tshuva that Beis Yosef brings down that he says it makes it harder for you. It's supposed to create more tsar. That's why it's like fasting in 2 days. It's a person, you know, you're accustomed to eating so much, and then you just stop cold turkey. That makes it harder for you. So that's the opposite svara. And then nafkamina is between this as well. Meaning, one nafkamina is, as some say, it's simply a mitzvah b'fnei atmo. Nothing to do with the 10th day. So let's say a person, Yoledes, she can't fast on the 10th day. She just gave birth. So it's too dangerous for her to fast. Or it's a sick person or someone who's a zaken. Should they eat? Is there a mitzvah to eat on the 9th day? So if you assume it's completely independent of the fast day, so yeah, there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th day. But if the point is to simply prepare yourself to make it easier, or to prepare to make it harder, then there's no Indian to eat if you're going to be fasting. That's a nafkamina that they say. Okay. Gemara says, Dats. Achal ochlen shein ruin la'achil. If you eat something that's inedible, the Mishnah said on Amr Aleph, so Amr of Rava kas palplei biyomati gipura pater. Person who chews pepper, it's pater because that's inedible. You don't chew pepper. We're talking about the spice. Kas zangbile, which I think is ginger, right? Biyoma di kippura pater. Also ginger, you don't eat ginger. You're pater for eating that on Yom Kippur. It asks the Gemara, there's a parallel Gemara in Brachos that says the same thing. Meisive, haya Rebbe Meir omer mimash v'shinemar varal tamar also es purio. And you're supposed to, the first 3 years of the fruit trees, you can't eat. So enyo dea she'etz machos. The whole pasuk on the side says, where is it? Here we go. You plant any fruit tree. So it asks the Gemara, if we're talking about fruit that are growing on the tree, so we know it's a fruit tree. Why does it say a fruit, a tree that would taste like the fruit? Have the Omer, what is that? Zepilplin. Telling me that the pepper somehow, the branches, the wood of it, tastes like the fruits themselves. La Melecha to teach us, Shapilplin Chayavim Barla, that pepper is subject to the lachas of Arla, which means that pepper is considered a fruit. Again, not the pepper, the red and green peppers, we're talking about the spice pepper. Vein, and then further lesson we learn from here, Vein Eretz Yisrael Chaseira Klum. Also, Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. Anything you want, Eretz Yisrael has everything, all spices, including peppers, everything's there. Shenemar, as it says, lo sechzer koba, nothing's missing from it. Either way, what we see from here, though, if it's chayv and arla, that means it's a fruit. That means it's edible. If it's edible, how can that be true? We said pilpulin pepper is inedible, and you're potter for eating Yom Kippur. This brisa says it's edible, and you're chayv and arla. So answers the Gemara, lo kashya ha beritiv, so ha beivashta. Whether it depends whether it's moist or whether it's dry. If it's moist, so that's considered a fruit, and that's edible. If it's dried out, like the pepper we get in the store, that's already inedible. That's the difference. Amalei Ravina lemaremar v'ha'amar Rav Nachman, but doesn't Rav Nachman say, hi, himlasa de'asi mibei ahanduye? Certain type of spice that comes from India, I don't know if it's cumin or something, did they say what it is? Rashi says, the toriga, I don't know what that means. Okay, whatever it is, some type of spice. Sharia, it's permitted. And mivarchan aleh bori piyadama. What means Sharia permitted when? Says Rashi. Sharia because of Ein Bo Mishum Bishuli Nochem. It's not considered Bishul Akum. Shenechal Kamoshu Chai. One of the heterim for Bishul Akum is if it's something that's eaten raw and they decide to cook it, so an apple. And that baked apple, which was baked by a guy, is permitted because you would eat the apple raw. So that's okay to eat. So this thing, since it's eaten raw, if it gets baked, it's not subject to the lachas of Bishul Akum. And you'd say Adama on this. So the question becomes, this is some type of spice, it's inedible, really should be inedible. And the Gemara gives the same answer. Habritif so habi vashta. If it's moist, so then it's edible. And if it's dry, it's inedible. Gemara now says, Brais, the Tanur Rabbanan achal, olei gefanim, rather olei kanim, pater. If you eat the leaves of the reeds, I guess, right? I don't know how they come. Some leaves on the reeds by the swamps. That's pater, that's not considered roi lachila. Lulave gefanim, grape leaves, your chayv, that's considered edible. Elohein lulavig fun. And what's considered grape leaves? Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, migadla kol she livlevo mirash Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim. What's where livlevo mean? Says Rashi. Mirash Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim, aval livlevo kodem Rosh Hashanah kfar nasu kashim v'etz baal maninu. What does it mean by, how do they define livlevo there? Sorry, I put you on the spot.
Sprouted.
Begin to sprout. Okay, if they sprout during Aseres Metshuva, so then that's...
So then on Yom Kippur, they're still considered soft enough to eat. Right. But if they grew before Rosh Hashanah, by the time Yom Kippur comes, right, they're already too hard.
There's only 10 days where they stay edible. Right. That's in essence what it's saying. Okay. So Gemara says, Rav Kana Amar Kol Shloshim Yom. No, you actually have 30 days while they are still edible. Tani Kavasa, Rabbi Yitzhak, Migal La'achal Ale Ganim Pater, Lulave Gfanim Chayiv, Elohin Lulave Gfanim, Kol Shaliv Lava Mirashana Vad Yom HaKippur. Okay, last few lines now. The Gemara says, Tudat Shasat Sir Omarais Pater. If you drink some type of fish brine, you're Pater. So the right Rashi, I think, defined it on the Mishnah, maybe? He didn't. Okay, but I think it's some type of fish brine. So Gemara says the implication of this Mishnah is ha chometz chayiv. If you were to drink vinegar, the fact that that's not listed in the Mishnah tells me that you'd be chayiv for drinking vinegar. So the Gemara asks, Masnis and Mani, who authored the Mishnah? It must have been Rebbe. He Desani Rebbe Omer chometz meshivas and nevesh. Drinking vinegar satisfies the soul. Says Rashi, umivata se inoy, gets rid of the inoy, even though it's not so pleasant. It still is yeshuvadayas of some sort, yeshuvadaita to a certain extent, where it would be usher on Yom Kippur. Now, even though the halach is when it comes to brachos, you don't say bracha on eating or drinking rather chometz, but lagavi Yom Kippurim, it does satisfy what's needed. So darish Rav Gidal bar Menashe mi biri dinarish ein halacha karebi. We don't pask in this way. You're allowed to, you are allowed to drink vinegar. Or rather, your putter from drinking vinegar on Yom Kippur. The Shana the next year, Nafke Kuli Alma Mazgu Vishasu Chala. Everyone went out to drink vinegar because they paskin that it's not aser. Shama Rav Gidal heard of this and Va'ak Ikpidi got very upset. Amar Amar Damri Ana Diavid the Chachila Miamri. I said, B'diavid, this is okay. If one drank it, he wouldn't be Chayv Kares, wouldn't Chayv Kares or Chatas. But the Chachila, I never advise anybody to do this. I said a little bit, tuve, to start drinking gallons. I never, miyami, did I ever say that? I said to have it raw, where it's unpleasant, but to have it watered down with water, I never permitted that. And it ended there. L'chora, he retracted on his gzera, I imagine. I'd probably say it's also to drink wine, but the Gemara, rather vinegar. The Gemara doesn't conclude that way, but that's what I would imagine. Reminds me to a similar case, which I'll take you back to the record.